96.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Yeah. Good news, everybody. If you're like good old Burl Ives, your silver bells might be worth 25% more than they used to be. Katie has the details on how you could really cash in.
Ladies and gentlemen of America, if you can hear my voice, please understand. Silver prices have surged by 27%.
Wow. Woo. We did it. Woo. We did it. Woo. By the way, this is an accomplishment solely of the Wake Up Call. Yep. We've been advocating for silver futures to skyrocket. Yep. For almost 20 years. No, I know.
Some people want gold.
Mm-mm,
we say, not us. We're second place.
Silver's pretty.
Right. And you know what? We don't need to be first.
Well, do we know why this is happening?
Could be. I don't know. I didn't read it.
Okay.
Here's my real problem. And I got bigger problems.
All right.
So silver prices are up by 27%, which is encouraging Americans to sell their silver.
Okay.
Seems great, right?
No, as I'm reading on Google, apparently when gold and silver prices go up, it means the economy is not doing well.
Okay. Well, you're looking at Google AI, so I don't actually listen to anything that you say, especially about the economy. But here's my problem.
Okay.
I feel like they're trying to humiliate me.
Why?
How do I know what's silver and what's not?
How do you know what's silver and what's not?
Right. I've got jewelry. I'm going to go to a seller and be like, yeah, I thought this was real silver all this time. Just to find out, like, hey, you stupid bitch. Just like, I assume how they talk to you, which is not polite. This is costume jewelry. This is from Claire's. You're embarrassing.
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Because I don't... It seems like...
Anything could be silver. How about these earrings? What do they look like?
Right. If it's gray shiny...
Right.
Instead of yellow shiny, yeah. I assume it's silver.
Right.
Our silverware, the word silver's right in it.
I don't know. I bought it from Amazon. It can't be true.
Right. If I take my collection of spoons that I've had from miscellaneous collections.
I'll take them from the office.
How about from Chili's that right. We've just shoved in Katie's purse?
Right. Oopsie doopsie.
Is that silver?
When I get a little drinky, I get a little steely.
I do know that if movies have taught me anything,
okay,
which they have,
obviously
silver can be tested by somehow biting it.
Gavin.
whenever somebody returns a fair maiden and they're paid with a sack full of coins, they always take one out and put it between their teeth and go, and they
yep.
go,
she's a good
checks out.
Okay. I didn't even think of that.
So do we put all your jewelry in our mouth?
I'm going to put this fork.
Right.
I'm going to put it in my mouth. It's a fork.
Did it taste like silver?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Pass the old mouth test.
Right.
Have you ever gone to one of those places where you sell stuff? Like a pawn shop or something like that?
One time when money was very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I don't know how I'm going to pay the daycare.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I went to a pawn shop and I had designer sunglasses.
Okay.
And they said, do you, this is how they threw me on my heels.
They always do.
Okay. They go, you got the box?
Oh.
And I was like, no. And I just left. And I've never been back.
Every single time I go to one of those places, I feel like they're all the same. It looks like somebody's garage. Like
oh, not this one.
The most random stuff on
it
the walls.
It looked like you want to sell me rings from the Renaissance and every gun.
But like, wasn't it kind of like slapdash decorated? Like
was not decorated. It was just shelves.
Right. And that's everything. Okay. Everything in there is for sale. Then there's always one very pissed off man.
He was mad.
With some sort of accent.
He was American.
Okay. All right.
But he had to buzz me in and he seemed put out.
Yeah.
And his name was absolutely something like Marty. And I was like, Marty, what do I have to do to put you into these Gucci shades today? And he's like, look at me. You look at me right now. And I go, okay, Marty, what? And he goes, got the box? And I was like, I'm so sorry to waste your time.
I gotta go.
I did what?